always...
No, I don't know. I was always the biggest part of town. I just love to call you Sally as I am call you Mary.
Oh,
but that's a by name for me. I call a lot of girls that I know real person. I just call her Sally. I call our little sister Sally lots of times. You know, just be talking to her, and I just say, "Oh, now Sally, you can't say that. You can't do that. Or you're not supposed to talk about that or something other." And I know what her name is, but I just call her Sally all the time. Well, I told Eileen, we've always talked about it. Morning. If we ever have a girl, we're going to name her Sally, but we never did get that far along.
Now, but your mother and father together would be your
parents.
And what about, what did you call your grandmother, did you?
Well, I always called her Grandma.
Uh-huh. How about your grandfather?
Well, I just called him Grandpa. I'd call him Grandma and Grandpa. And the kids now, I call them Peppo and Mamma. Oh, yes, ours does, and most everybody else that I hear around do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, do you know, you remember something that they used to put, they put a baby in it, it's kind of like a crib on wheels, and they want to take the baby outside, they call it a...
They call it a cradle if it was outside there, and then they...
Now, what about when they wanted to kind of, if they wanted to take the baby for a walk outside, they call that one of those things, a baby...
Carriage, they call one of them a baby carriage, and then they'd have a scooter or two, they'd have a two-wheel outfit, or they'd have a four-wheel baby buggy. Just a regular
so a baby
little baby buggy.
Would be different from a baby carriage.
Well, a baby carriage and a baby buggy was supposed to be similar to the same thing, but a baby rocker would be more or less, you could put him in there and rock with it, but now your baby things in the house is like your baby beds, they're just like a bed.
Just like a bed. Well, now, if they put one in one of these baby buggies and to go outside, they say they're going to go out and...
Stroll, they go out and walk in and push the baby in a buggy, in a baby buggy. And they go out strolling or they go out walking and and they'd push the baby in and they'd have tops of them for sunshine, keep the sunshine on.
Well, if a woman was going to have a baby, how would they usually say it?
Well, you know, years ago, it was very seldom ever talked about, but now it's just very seldom you don't talk about it.
But they wouldn't say she was pregnant probably in those days. What would they say?
That's just sort of a...
They say she was expecting, or...
Well, they would know that she was expecting.
What did they say, Ms. Bell?
Be in the family way, but since the last 40 years, they just come out and say, "Well, you're expecting, aren't you? How many children you already got?" And one of them say, "Well, I got 2.5." Well, where's half? Well, I'm half pregnant. No, you know, been 4 months and a half gone or something like and all that. But back before that, a woman wouldn't go nowhere as she showed just a little bit. She would never go anywhere. And stay at home. Now they don't ever stay at home. I don't know how they ever get the baby in the hospital. Because they don't ever stay at home long enough to.
Well, now if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby back then, who would they have to get?
Well, they'd have the midwife. It'd be a woman.
What?
Midwife. Well, now what would you call the old lady that delivered all the babies? She'd still be called a midwife. And she wouldn't have to be a widow woman.
Oh, she wouldn't have to?
No, she could be a married woman and just be
a kind of a granny type? Or?
Well, she'd more than apt, if one ever got started, everybody used her, of course, probably. And then lots of times, they'd have to break in a new one, I guess.
Uh-huh.
There wouldn't be nobody else. And of course, after, I'd think that a woman that would be on hand for a baby being born by...